This new United Nations resolution marks a historic and legally significant moment for the Kingdom of Morocco. It reinforces international recognition of Morocco's autonomy plan as the most credible and realistic framework for resolving this issue. To understand the legal implications of this development, we are joined from Washington by Dr. Leila Hanafi, Moroccan-American international lawyer and adjunct professor at George Washington University Law School. Leila, from an international law perspective, how significant is this resolution and what does it mean in terms of Morocco's sovereignty and the principles upheld by the United Nations?
October 31st really marks a historic and legally significant moment for the Kingdom of Morocco and for international law. The United Nations Security Council, as you know, has adopted this resolution, recognizing that genuine autonomy under Moroccan sovereignty offers the most credible and realistic path to resolving the long-standing dispute over the Sahara. Now, from a legal standpoint, this resolution builds upon decades of United Nations practice that favors negotiated political solutions that are consistent with the principles of sovereignty, territorial integrity, and self-determination through autonomy, rather than any type of fragmentation. The Security Council's endorsement of the Kingdom of Morocco's autonomy plan really reaffirms its conformity with international law and with the United Nations Charter.
And could you tell us more about the U.S. role in this process and why Morocco's autonomy plan is being seen as a model for peace and coexistence in the region?
The U.S. Drafted resolution also highlights Washington's strong and continued support for the Kingdom of Morocco's autonomy plan as really the only credible and realistic basis for a lasting solution. So this plan ensures that the people of our southern provinces would elect their local institutions, legislative, executive, judicial, while Rabat retains basically the sovereign competences in areas like defense, foreign affairs, and religion. So it's really reflective of a modern, decentralized model that's aligned with the principles of good governance and human rights. And as you know, His Majesty King Mohammed VI also emphasized that this is a new chapter in consolidating the Moroccan-ness of the Sahara and building a future of stability and cooperation. So again, legally, politically, this resolution with clear U.S. leadership confirms that autonomy within Moroccan sovereignty is not just a national position. It's now an internationally endorsed solution under United Nations auspices. So really, it's a victory for peace, legality, and the values of coexistence that the Kingdom of Morocco proudly upholds.
Thank you very much, Dr. Leila Hanafi, Moroccan-American international lawyer and adjunct professor at George Washington University Law School.